We've been looking at the commandments. Now, we're going to do this in two parts because we're not going to go long this morning, kind of give an introduction to the third commandment, and then next week we will finish it up. Okay? Exodus chapter 20, the first commandment we looked at, and we saw that it had to do with who we are to worship. That is the only God. That is God. They'll have no other gods before me. He didn't say you could have some gods. He said you're not to have any gods before my face. It's not like he's in a line of them and he's at the front. So that's who we're to worship. The second commandment we looked at dealt with how we are to worship that God. It speaks of graven images. Graven images. All right. The third commandment takes us back to the first commandment. The third commandment takes us back to that first commandment. The God whom we worship is a holy God, and he is to be treated as such, not only in our speech, but also in our conduct. Notice the third commandment. The third is commandment, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The third commandment is seen in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. So this commandment has to do with honoring the name of God.
11:17 a.m.
My phone just says it wants to talk. So it has to do with honoring the name of God. The name used in this verse is Jehovah. Thou shalt not take the name of Jehovah. Yahweh. In vain. Thou shalt not take that name in vain. It's much more than just a name. It's an identity. It identifies him. It identifies him. It characterizes who he is. In Hebrew, it's the very essence of God. It's the very essence of God. It is about his being, his reputation. That's what that name is about. The literal translation of this commandment in Hebrew would read this way. Thou shalt not lift up the name of the Lord your God for nothingness or empty. You shall not lift up the name of the Lord your God for nothingness. For nothingness. You're not to misuse that name. Now, it is not to be used in an empty way. It is not to be used in a vain way. There are Jews today, Orthodox Jews, who will not say that name because they're afraid that they will misuse it. Well, God wants us to use his name. He just don't want us to abuse his name. He enjoys us using his name, but when we use it the right way. He don't want us to misuse it. He wants us to abuse it. Turn with me to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, there's a name for God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's another name for God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. There's Lord. There's another name. He is my refuge and my fortress. I, my God. There's another name. In him will I trust. So in this psalm, the psalmist has used several different names for God. Now, God does not, he wants us to use his name. When we did a study on that several years ago, We had a little motto that said, we said this, if you know the name of God and use that name, He will answer you according to that name. If we know the name of God and use that name in our prayer, He will answer you according to that name. Because He's got names that point to different aspects of His character. So He's not against us using it. He's against us abusing it. That's what He's against. Now, when we read this, we tend to look at one thing. Remember, we used to say this, I don't cuss, and I don't chew, and I don't go with them who do. That's what we used to say. I don't cuss, and I don't chew. I was talking about the bike, I reckon. And I don't go with them who do. Now, I used to say, I don't cuss, and I don't chew, and I ain't dating a girl that does. But that's kind of the way we look at this. We look at it as a cuss word. So when we read this, we're saying, I'm not supposed to cuss. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That is just the tip of the iceberg. It has much more to do with that. Now, we're tempted, if we're not careful, we're tempted to use a cuss word now and then, if we're not careful. Especially a person that's gotten saved later in life, when they get saved, they bring a little bit of that baggage in there with them. And sometimes be cuss word. When I worked in Industrial Electric, and I was not saved at this time. God had not saved me at that time. I wasn't going to church. I didn't care about going to church. And I remember we worked at Industrial Electric, and with a guy there, we called him Pop. And he was, I guess he was probably in his mid-70s, there or 80s, and he always walked around with his pipe, and he's always got his head down. Now, he was small. He was a great electrician. He knew what he's doing. But when I worked there, I'd have to go out with Pop. Not all the time, but a lot of times I'd go out with Pop. And we would go to these sawmills, because that's where a lot of our work took place. And so we were hooking up large motors, chippers, and all of that. And if it was we were doing the whole thing from the pole down. And I remember one time we had to go up this pole. And we were in a bucket truck, but we won't climb the pole. And I was up there with Pop, and there was a storm brewing, and it was lightning. Well, I think I'd been at Industrial Electric for 2 years, but I don't even know for that long. And old Pop, boy, he'd get up there and he'd let go GD, GD, GD. Cussing this dude I ever seen in my life. I said, Pop, back off that a little bit, man. Back off. Now, I won't even say. I said, back off, man. Because I had sense enough to know there was a God. I had sense enough to know there was a storm coming. I had sense enough to know it was lightning, and I didn't care to be around him, but what was I going to do? I'm up in the bucket truck with the guy. Now, I didn't want to be upset and mad at him, but I said, Pop, back off that. He said, what's wrong with you? I had to tell him. I said, well, I don't know. I just don't think we ought to do that. I don't think you'll be talking like that up here when there's lightning going on. But he cussed. Boy, he was something. Well, that's sometimes how we look at this. It's all talking about cussing. I can't remember the story. There was a pastor, somebody went on he went on a plane ride. He was on a plane, and he was riding, and he's in this seat, and there was two guys behind him, and he said one of them he knew was a salesman. He wasn't sure about the other one. But they were back there just talking. He said, my goodness, he said profanity was flying like this, going like this, just crazy. And he thought, man, I'm just tired of this. So he got up in the seat, and he looked back at him. He said, are one of y'all a minister? And one of them said to him, what the blank makes you think I'm a minister? He said, well, I've heard you use God and damn and hell and Jesus Christ. He said, you've used more in one sentence back here than I can get in a whole sermon. He said, I figured you must be a minister. And, of course, you know what he said? That shut them up. They didn't say nothing. That shut them up. Well, it does have to do with that. But a lot more. lot more than just that. So what are we talking about here? Has something, we're going to look this morning, and I don't know how far we get, how they used it in a bad way in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, how did they use it in a bad way? How were they using God's name in vain? And there are three areas they used it in vain. Sorcery. The second one was false prophecy. And the third was oaths, the taking of oaths. So the first one was sorcery. That had to do with the occult. And many believed that they could gain access to supernatural power by using divine names in their incantations. And so they would use these divine names, hoping to get this supernatural power. The Egyptians were very strong on this. You know, the Egyptians, when they honored their gods, because they felt like if they did, they would get something special from that god. And of course, remember, they had gods. They couldn't speak, they couldn't talk, they couldn't walk, couldn't do nothing. You had to carry them everywhere. You had to carry them everywhere they went. You know? But they just had this superstition. And they would call them by these divine names. And so it was for super, they gained this supernatural power. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. Now that's Molech. They would literally make your children go in the fire to offer to the gods, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. So there was his word to his people. You don't get involved in sorcery. You don't get involved in that. So the first way they would do it is getting involved in these things that he named here. And that's how God's name would be used in vain, thinking they were going to get this supernatural power. The second one is false prophecy. Now what did the prophet say? Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. However, when a false prophet used it that way, it was a lie. It was a lie. If they made one error, one tiny error, they're a false prophet. Because if it's thus saith the Lord, there is no false prophet. But they would use that. And they would say, thus saith the Lord. And he dealt with it several times, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. And so these false prophets, they would use God's name in order to promote their agenda. In order to get more people calling on them. So they had that problem. Turn with me to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 14. And notice verse 41. I mean 14, I'm sorry. Jeremiah 14, verse 14. I'll get there in a minute. The page is so thin. Jeremiah 14, verse 14. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them. Neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto me a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name. and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. They used his name. And they'd say, thus saith the Lord. And God said, I ain't said no such a thing. But they were doing it for their own agenda. For their own gain. They were using the name of the Lord. And people were believing them. And they were false prophets. We have that in church today. In our church today we have that. Those who try to boost their credibility by doing that, by claiming that God is on their side. And they'll use this thing. His name has been used to endorse all kind of things. They'll use the name of God. So to put the name of God out there, somebody's supposed to listen. No, not always. And they'll use it for crusades. They'll use it for slavery. They'll use it for political parties. They'll use it for social causes. Oh, God, 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 God. And he did not. And it don't even line up with the Bible. And yet people are clinging to that. And it's nothing but false prophets. Do you know that people will do this until the day they die? They will do this until the day they die. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Notice what it says. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Now listen. Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now what are they doing? They're using the name of God. Lord, Lord. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name. And in thy name have we not cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful miracles and works in thy name. And I shall profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I mean, how much is that going on today? Just for show. Just for performance, just for credibility. How much of that's going on today? I tell you what, I don't think I won't be standing with that group. And they use his name, Lord, Lord, we've done this, we've done that, we've done all these things. And I never knew you. Never knew you. Depart. Today, you look at that, that's some wonderful things there they were doing, right? And then there's the swearing of oaths. The swearing of oaths. Kind of like you're taking a court. Now, that's nothing wrong with it. However, if you take an oath on that Bible and you lie, there's a lot wrong with it. Because what you're doing, you're literally using God to back you up in your lying. Perjury, we call it. You are calling God to be a witness to you that you're telling the truth, and then they get up on the stand and they lie like a dog. That's what he's talking about. That's the three ways that it was used in the Old Testament. So here was this direct violation of this third commandment in those three situations. Now, we know that cussing... You know, you can go out here at the mall, you can go anywhere you want to, you can go to a group of people and you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it because they don't know how to talk anymore. They have to use it because the language is not too good. You got to fill in the gaps with this. But it's everywhere. That shows you where our culture's at. But there are other ways. There are other ways that we can use his name in vain. You know, sometimes people will use Jesus Christ. They'll say, Jesus Christ, as an exclamation. As an exclamation. That's using name in vain. Many are called down divine damnation on either a person or whatever that has offended them. What is it? It's the GD word. They'll call down divine damnation on that person or on whatever because they have been frustrated with them. And they'll throw that GD out there. Now, I'm going to tell you, I ain't never, now I cuss, boy, I say it, but I never used that. I never used that one. And now, you can turn the television on about anywhere you go, and you're going to see it. You can go out in the crowd of people you hear, but I never used that. I cringe. I did, well, I told you about Pop. I cringed then. I wasn't even saved. God hadn't even saved me then. And that cringe, boy, I tell you, better put some fear in me. So don't go there. Well, we just live in a godless society. How about this one? This commandment can be broken by this, by using God's name in order to advance our desires. God told me. That's false prophecy. When you say that. God's already said what he wants us to hear. He's already said what he wants in his word. He's already said that. And so what we're doing in time, we confuse our wants with God's wants. We take his name in vain. God has, listen, we have a sealed word. And by the way, we don't need another testament in the Bible. This woman gets up and says, we need another testament because the two testaments we got is bad theology. So we need a new one. Somebody said, well, they were inspired of God. And she said, no, they weren't inspired of God. Said some man or these men wrote about God. They weren't inspired of God. Well, you can cut some pages out of the Bible on that one. Really? But that's where we're moving. That's where we're moving. Because God is being ignored. God is being ignored. And he says, don't ignore me when it comes to my name. Don't be ignoring me. We're going to have to stop there because if I do, Simeon will think I've ignored him. But we ain't going to do that. So, I'm going to have Don come up. He's going to